Hey everyone, Zach here with another reminder that our coverage of Dune Prophecy starts next week. We'll be covering each episode as soon as I can get the editing done, so you'll be getting a double dose of the podcast for the next 8 weeks or so. We're not really sure how many episodes there's going to be. Really excited and hope you join us on this new Dune adventure. So here we go with this day's episode of the Dune Minute Podcast. Welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are back for our Thursday episode this week. We're talking about minute 128 through 129. And where we left off last week, I'm diving right in because I got some notes to say on this one. So
yeah,
we got some good stuff to say.
We left off with shitty ADR last week, yeah. Or yesterday. That's where we left off.
Yep. Paul was playing with his paracompass and Jessica was playing with her spyglass. And we got to hear from Ada, the cat, at the very end.
We did.
Of yesterday's episode. So let's dive into this one so we can figure out what they're looking at and how they're going to get there. What do you say?
Let's go for it.
All right.
We're starting this episode off with more shitty ADR. So yesterday, Jessica said, I can see greenery over there. And Paul said, that means Fremen live there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
First of all, there was no greenery.
Not that we could see.
Nope. But then today, we'll cross after dark. That's how the Fremen do it.
Yep. I'll get to this in a second. So we get a shot of the sun setting.
Yep.
So it is dusk right now. TBD if this was happening at the moment that they said that, or this is just a little bit, you know, they just chilled out for a little while.
I feel like this was a time is passing shot.
Yeah. I know I said I wasn't talking much about the books, but when we do get this, whatever the equivalent of this conversation is in the books, it is something where they say, okay, well, let's chill out for a couple hours for the sun to go down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, time has passed. Now, Paul says to Jessica, we're about to enter worm territory. We can't walk like regular humans. If we do, we're dead. We'll have to walk like the Fremen do. It's called a sand walk, at least according to the film books back home. So let's unpack this.
First thing, you can't think. If you think, you're dead.
Paul. Sweet baby Paul. Paul is like this kid who read a Wikipedia article and is trying to teach people what he's just read about. He's never done this.
A Wikipedia article on string theory, and now he knows more than anyone else.
Yep. Oh my God. Like this, good that he knows what it is. It's better than he's just read about the sand walk and has never done it than to not know about it at all.
Sure.
Okay, I'll give him that much.
Now, we did see him watch the sand walk earlier.
Okay. Yeah. But that was very brief.
Because that was during the Hunter Seeker scene.
Yeah. Yeah. The film book like showed him what it looks like and everything like that. But that is honestly no different than what
I can watch people do like salsa dancing. But if you think my white ass is just going to immediately know how to do it, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Well, let's talk about that. So Jessica agrees with him. Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have beef.
Okay.
Two beefs.
You have beefs.
Multiple beefs. One, this is lazy writing.
Yeah. Yeah. Two, no, I agree with that.
Two, the subtitles are wrong.
Oh, yeah?
So, subtitles say, yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay.
I went back. I've listened to this a lot. And to me, it sounds like, yeah, yeah, I've heard of it.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that at all.
I did.
Okay.
And then my headcanon for that is that it also kind of explains how Jessica's able to just immediately fucking pick up, because Paul then says, okay, follow me, do the same moves. And then he just goes right into it, and she goes right into it half a step behind him.
Yeah.
How the fuck does she know exactly what he's going to do half a step behind him and not watching like a full cycle of the sand walk or whatever?
Yeah.
So to me, it makes more sense. Also, she's a Bene Gesserit.
I wasn't even going to attribute it to Bene Gesserit. Like, she's going to this new planet. I'm sure she did some kind of like reading on the trip.
Yeah, she's not stupid.
Right.
Right? Like, so
she's panicky, not stupid.
There's a difference. I'm also panicky.
Well, TBD if you're not stupid or not.
Shut up. But to me, the line makes more sense. Yeah, yeah, I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
For her to then just immediately follow Paul half a step behind,
yeah,
and not just like trip over herself,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Either way, it's shitty and lazy writing, and I don't like it.
Well, it seems like an afterthought kind of scene.
It's ADR. That's what it is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. ADR is entirely afterthoughts.
So let's talk just a smidge about this, the sand walk.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Now, admittedly, there is not a lot in terms of encyclopedia and book explanations of the sand walk.
Okay.
It's described in the books as slide, dot, 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 step, dot, 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 step, slide, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go into like a lot of the why and everything.
The range of the motions.
Right. It doesn't give you any kind of detail. The only thing that we're left to kind of surmise from this is that you make irregular motions,
mm-hmm,
with your feet, as to mimic the shifting of the sands, as to not have those rhythmic steps that a natural gait would produce.
Or you could just do the worm across the top of the sand.
Sure. The best explanation that I've found of the sand walk comes from the 1996 Fatboy Slim song, Weapon of Choice.
Yep.
Where the lyric is, walk without rhythm, you won't attract the worm.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. That's it.
That is the most succinct thing that I've found out there about the sand walk. I also want to give a
shout out to Fatboy Slim.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I watched that music video twice last night. It's so good. It's Christopher Walken dancing in an empty hotel lobby.
It's funny how we come full circle with this.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk about that for part two.
I do want to give a quick shout out to episode 46 of this podcast, where the last time we talked about the sand walk. One of the important bits that we talked about there is that it is an uncommon emote in Fortnite Battle Royale, which would cost you 200 V-Bucks, or with the Dune Gear Bundle, 1500 V-Bucks. It comes from Chapter 2, Season 8.
Do you have games on your phone? Do you have Fortnite on your phone?
I knew that we had talked about the sandwalk before, so I like scrolled back through my notes and I saw that and I was like,
Control F, yep. Sandwalk. Oh shit.
I was like, well, I gotta find that again. I gotta say that again because that's important. So I guess shout out to Fortnite. I guess only the Fortnite movie. Did they make a Fortnite movie?
No, they didn't make a. No, they didn't.
What's the latest new movie that they
came? You're thinking of the Minecraft movie.
No, there was some other video game movie that was really bad that they made recently. It wasn't Minecraft.
Borderlands.
Borderlands. Yeah. That's what it was.
I completely like zoned that. All right. So like I'm a fucking huge Borderlands fan.
Sure.
Right.
I know this.
I refuse to see that movie because I don't want it to ruin the love that I have especially for two. But like, holy fuck. It's do you know what its IMDb score is?
7.
9.
Okay.
Well. 9.
Yes, we have talked about this before. Yeah. Yeah. 9 is bad.
It's not good.
So you're right. Jessica picks up on this very, very quickly.
Yep. Before we get away from it, do you have any other notes on the sandwalk?
The only other thing, and I can't really figure out how to put this in here, so I'll say it. This looks like the worst cha-cha slide ever.
Do you want to know who to blame for the worst cha-cha slide ever? Because Art and Soul of Dune gives us a lot more information about the Sandwalk.
Go for it.
All righty. So, according to Art and Soul of Dune, heavily referenced, never sponsored, Denis Villeneuve realized only a few months before principal photography even began, they didn't have a Sandwalk choreographed.
Mm.
So he reached out to famed choreographer, and I'm going to ruin this last name because it looks like it's pronounced one way, but I know that that's not correct. Also, it's French, so I'm definitely going to fuck this up, even though I have a French last name, but whatever. Benjamin Millepied? It looks like it's spelled Millipede.
How do you spell it?
M-I-L-L-E-P-I-E-D.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're on your own with that one. Sorry, bud.
Natalie Portman's ex-husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you mention that? That all ties it together.
So he also did the choreography for Black Swan, which is where he met Natalie Portman. And
cool.
You know, they, you know, were married up until this year. Mm-hmm. That's just what I got off of Wikipedia. So,
okay.
You know, could be wrong.
So they brought him in last minute?
They brought him in, not last minute, but, you know, it definitely wasn't like, hey, here's a year to think about this. It was a couple months.
Okay.
But, you know, he did all the choreographing and developing on the beaches of California. Denis wanted him to develop a walk that could be easily repeatable and to, quote, replicate the natural sounds of shifting sands and the wind.
But doesn't that go against the core of the what the Sandwalk is? Easily repeatable?
Repeatable by the actors.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's enough, like, because we see them start to do this, like, and like they have a little foot like out motion.
Yeah.
He kind of hops a little bit and steps and like brings his foot closer to each other or his feet closer to each other. I just think it's not enough steps because what they're doing is creating a rhythm.
Kind of.
Okay. I don't know. It seems weird to me.
The walk not only was designed in a way to leave the unique footprints in the sand, which admittedly it does because mm-hmm. it is a very unique pattern.
Sure.
Also forces not only the performers, but the viewers to think about the motions and breaths that would be needed for such a rhythmic step.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. You and I are both musicians.
Yep.
Both grew up either playing drums or percussion.
Mm-hmm.
So time is very,
maybe that's why I'm like sensitive to this then.
Right.
Yeah.
We're very tempo oriented. Yep. Right. So for those of you that aren't musicians, I apologize, but I feel like this is the only way that I'm going to get my point across to Zach here. Let's talk about syncopation here for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
So there is, you know, a step, there's a slide, there's the mm-hmm. wide foot out, there's mm-hmm. another smaller step, and then there's the syncopated footstep where they raise, hold, then go down.
Yeah.
Then step, slide, foot goes out.
Mm-hmm.
What keeps it from being rhythmic is that syncopated extra and a moment that they have with that last step, I think.
Sure.
But then also they're moving with the slide,
mm-hmm.
which it's not rhythmic because it's just a,
right?
It's a slide. And then you have the wide kick and then the slide back up to that. I think what they're more trying to avoid, because yes, ultimately that is a rhythmic pattern still. It maintains consistency.
Yeah.
But what Denis defines as a rhythmic pattern is bump, 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 kind of walking that you would have with a regular walk or a run. would a true sandwalk be a ever-changing pattern of the slides and the kicks and the step and the
yeah.
hesitated step and everything? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
That's where the easily repeatable by the actors part comes into play.
That's fair.
I don't disagree with you in that it's not.
It's just like, it's like us being like percussionists, you know, that is a pattern. It might be a complex pattern. It might take you 10 minutes to get through, but it's still a pattern.
But it is a pattern. Yes.
But it's still
a pattern. And I don't disagree with you on that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where my mind was like, okay, this does not feel like there's enough steps in it to be something that does not create a rhythm. It might be odd, but it's not arrhythmic. Mm-hmm. What you said about, you know, easily repeatable for the actors makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
And so I give
because
it
if they're like, here are
different the 15 steps that you can use, do them randomly.
Yeah. Then it would be just a shit show.
Yeah.
But also, once again, they wanted that identifiable and admittedly pretty cool and unique looking set of footprints.
Yeah.
In place.
Yeah. So we will just have to suspend disbelief.
Yes. You know,
for this one, which is fine
because
it's a science fiction.
And like
movie.
I said, because of our musical background, mm-hmm. I think you and I maybe take this a bit too literally.
Fair enough.
Especially since you were a percussionist in a marching band, so you were basically standing still the whole time. But there was still a lot of choreographed movement and stuff with that too. So you're also used to, you know, looking at choreography very differently.
That's true. I marched a little bit my senior year in high school.
Sure.
So then you got my footwork in, but for the most part, I was front ensemble.
You were marimba.
Marimba.
You're not marching with the fucking.
I know that. I get what you're saying. I don't know. It's the thing that I can't get mad at it because this is something that they had to invent.
Sure.
There's not, you know, prior material, or there is prior material. I don't think the prior material did a good job of this either. There's no like definitive from Frank Herbert saying these are the 20 different steps that are
draw like a step diagram.
Right. Exactly. I should have checked and see if the encyclopedia has it. So the encyclopedia, well, the Dune Wiki entry on Sandwalk says, Sandwalk is an uncommon emote in Fortnite Battle Royale that can be purchased from the item shop for 200 V-Bucks or with the Dune gear bundle for 1,500 V-Bucks. It was first released Chapter 2, Season 8, and is part of the Dune set.
That's all that's on?
That's all that's on the Dune.
No way. No way.
That is it. Anyways, okay. So from anything that I have seen so far, there's not a choreographed like step diagram for it. So we will leave those grievances here. We can move on peacefully throughout the movie. I just wanted to get that off. I think we both feel better for getting that off our chest.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like this has been the week of beefs.
It's been a real
We've had beefs every episode.
It's been a beefy week for sure.
I don't think we had beefs episode 2.
Nah. But good beefs. This
week for Tuesday's episode.
We've had good beefs.
Yeah. They're criticisms that are fair, I think. Yeah.
So moving us along.
Yep.
We cut to later in that day or something.
It's like several hours later. It is
night.
Firmly nighttime.
Yeah, definitely night now. We get a really cool shot of the moons in this scene. Like that's a really, really nice shot of the moons.
I actually used those when I was sending reference to my tattoo artist.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. That's a good shot to do. Paul's paracompass starts like ticking, making noises and everything. And then he goes, about to have another beef. Paul says, I think this is the right direction. And yeah, do you? You sounded real fucking confident 2 seconds ago.
So hold on. So
Paul says, I think this is the right direction. And I know that she's breathing heavily because she's tired from the walking, but the immediate cut to Jessica just being like, almost sounded like she's like, this fucking kid.
Well, yeah, that goes back to what I was saying. It's like, he seemed real confident. It's like, yeah. Or at least more confident that the seats that Duncan lived in is that direction, yeah, or whatever. And now he's like, I think we're going the right way. He's like, motherfucker, do you know how to use that thing? Which I think the answer is no. I think the answer is clearly Paul does not know how to use his paracompass.
Look, he's
going off visions at this point.
He knows their ways as if he was born into them for a still suit, but not for a paracompass.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just that seemed to like
there's a line coming up,
mm-hmm,
that I can't wait till we get to, because we're going to. Okay. It's so good just for this. It's going to be, I think, maybe next week, probably the week after.
Okay.
But
so they find this little patch of desert and they start taking off their bags and letting them thump to the ground. What the fuck, guys? Rhythmic noises are bad.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Now, they don't drop all of their bags. So
no.
They drop the bags that contained the still suits, but Paul still has a Frem kit on him.
Yeah.
It's worth noting.
I was just like, what are you doing? Also, this is night. This is the time you should be moving.
Yeah.
I guess it's like the dawn is approaching or something.
No, it's firmly.
I know, but yeah. Like they should be moving. Don't set your bags just on the ground with thumps, and then that's the rhythmic noises, you dense motherfuckers. Then I'll move past that.
Yeah.
The next shot of them, and I think we're both going to get some enjoyment out of this.
I already know where you're going because it's in my notes too. Just hit us.
So it's a shot of them making their way up a dune.
Yep.
And would you look at that?
Big ass dune. A
very large dune. They're having a hard time. They're struggling.
Who's just running up sand with no problems now? Not you, Paul.
They are having a real hard time going up this desert or this dune.
They're having such a hard time that they just forget about the sandwalk's existence entirely. Yep. For a few seconds at least. They kind of go back to it on their way up.
My theory behind this, because I remarked on that as well. Like, they're just walking at this point. Like, what's going on? My thing that I coped a little bit.
Yeah.
Was, they're using their hands to make the arrhythmic noises and like brushing parts. That's a very loose band-aid on this.
You know what I think it was instead? I think, because we talked about this a couple times already this week, how they are crunched for time.
Yeah.
And they, you know, if they fuck up a take, they have to send people out, reset the sand,
which is almost impossible.
Right. And then try it again. I think they had tried running up, and then fucking Denis Villeneuve or someone through a megaphone is yelling at them, sandwalk.
Yeah.
As they're like halfway up, and then they start doing it again.
Yeah, probably so. That makes sense.
I think that's genuinely how it went down. God.
So a little more than halfway up this walk is where our minute ends, like up this dune. So we don't get to see them get to the very top, but they are making their way up the sand dune.
You'll have to come back for tomorrow's episode to find out what happens when they get to the top.
Yeah. Gosh, I think this is the singular minute where we've had the most nits to pick.
Yep.
This has been a lot.
The most nits to pick on bullshit.
Yeah. It just feels rushed. Like all the things we've talked about today and, you know, for a large part of yesterday as well, just feel rushed.
Yeah.
They're not holding internal continuity very well right now.
What are you going to do?
Make a couple $1 million movie, I guess.
Just a couple $1 million.
A $100 million movie, whatever.
Try like $250 million.
So, all right, well, let's meet back up tomorrow and we will finish the week out and see what they see at the top of this dune.
Yeah. As always, you can find us online on Instagram. We are at the Dune Minute. On Twitter, we are Dune Minute, and you can email duneminute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch. Unfortunately, Ada doesn't have anything to say at the end of this episode. She's currently biting the shit out of one of my knuckles. But come back tomorrow for a Friday episode, and we'll wrap this week up.
All right, cool. See you then.
See you later.